All right, today I'm here with Michael Stribling, and what branch of the military did you serve in?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I served in the United States Army for 21 years, 11 months.
Wow, so career man.
Yeah.
What year did you get in?
I joined in November of 1985.
Okay.
And I retired in January of 2007.
Wow. So what'd you do while you were in the Army?
Well, I picked a high-skilled profession. I was an infantryman. I was good at carrying stuff on my back and walking around and losing stuff. So that's what I did for a lot of time.
Is that the short description of an infantryman? I think that's the best one.
Yeah.
I'm good at carrying stuff and losing stuff.
Yeah. Well, I always say, if you need something lost or broken, I'm your guy.
That's great. So were you in infantry the whole time?
Yeah, I sure was.
Wow.
Wow.
Where'd you do your basic at?
At Fort Benning, Georgia, home of the infantry.
Yeah.
Gosh,
and, man. Did you spend any time overseas?
Yeah, I spent one tour in Korea, and I spent about 4 years being stationed in Italy, which is wonderful. Unfortunately, the global war on terror started about the same time, so I spent a lot of time in Iraq and Afghanistan.
In the Middle East then, too.
Yeah, wow. And didn't get to spend a lot of time in Italy.
No, but you were technically stationed there, but you just weren't actually there.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, what a drag.
Exactly.
I was like, my next question was like, okay, so what'd you do in Italy? Well, I flew to the Middle East.
got a lot of mail sent there. But it is a nice place. We got a couple months there to tour around. It was a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, I bet. In Europe in general, I'm assuming.
Oh,
that's cool. So you didn't really get the German, because especially guys in the 80s, if they went in the Army, most of the time they're like, oh, yeah, I was in Germany, the best thing in the world.
No, the only time I went to Germany is either for medical, because they had the Lonsdale Regional Medical Center, so whenever I got broken, I'd go up there and get repaired. And in our training centers, we were in Grafenwehr and Vilsack, Germany. We did a lot of ranges and things like that, and for training. But we're in Germany, but we're outside in the rain and the cold, and so it wasn't like the great Germany that all the other guys get to go to.
Yeah,
Yeah.
So did you in that window? You would have seen a little bit of Desert Storm too.
Yeah, that was my first. I joined 1985. My first deployment overseas for a contingency operation was in Desert Storm. I went there in August of 1990 and left in April of 91.
Okay.
So I was there for Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
Wow.
And then we took a timeout again until September 11th, and then we got really, really, really busy.
Right back out there.
Yeah.
I bet that was interesting, especially since you kind of, there weren't obviously the same wars, but you, kind of the same location, and you're at one part in your early career and you're a young man, in your 20s, assuming, and then later on towards the end of your career when you're in your late 30s, early 40s, I bet that's a completely different perspective too,
It was. And it also was kind of disappointing in a sense, because in 1991, we came in through the south, through Saudi Arabia and southern Iraq, and we were around some areas that later on, 15 years later, and we came from the north, but there were other guys and they're talking about fighting outside the Tallulah Air Base. I'm thinking, gosh, how come we had to fight for that thing twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lessons learned,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. Yeah, my buddy is in the Navy. It's interesting to his perspective because, he first got in. He's career too.
Yeah.
The first part of it, he's out of sea all the time, and, it was cool. But then, later, and then we're in our mid-30s, when he was back the last part of his deployment in Japan, he was just like, oh, my God, I can't. You're on the boat for these – you're around these kids that are 18, 19 years old, and you're mid-30s. You're like, oh, shut up.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
They're
generation kill, and you're just generation go home,
And I bet you – that's so true, too, especially now in life. Everyone going to the bar, I'm like, God, I want to go home.
Yeah, they're yelling, go big or go home.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'll go home right
I'm
now.
I'm going home to sleep. That's interesting. I'm assuming you, and being in infantry, it was probably more of a young man's game too, right?
Yeah, it is. There's a scene in Saving Private Ryan where the old guy goes, I'm running like an old woman, because he's a kind of old guy. That's sometimes how I felt. I'm like, golly, man, these guys are, 18, 19 year olds. On a sense, they're professional athletes. We train them to be the most physically fit machines they can possibly be, And you're like, man, I'm 38 years old, and man, my knees hurt, my back's hurt, and all these things, and just one of those things, you gotta get and go do it, and you gotta keep up,
because
they're always looking at, because you're the boss,
they're
always looking at you,
you're the bar,
it's tough, but
it was
fun, though. I don't regret a moment of it.
Yeah, why'd you get in?
Well, I joined in 1985. They had a thing called the Reaganomics. It was called trickle-down economy, but it didn't trickle down to Wheeler, Missouri.
Yeah, you didn't get it.
Wheeler. And, it was just, I wasn't I just wasn't ready for college, obviously, and there were not a lot of jobs around Springfield. All the southern area going towards Nixon Ozark hadn't been developed
yet. No, it was all farm.
You know, so... Let's get out. Join the Army, go to jail, one of the two. So I joined the Army.
That's good.
And,
that's cool.
You know, I'd planned on just doing 4 years, and I thought, well, I'm going to get some college money, and I'm going to go become a stockbroker, and I'm going to move to New York, and I'm going to have all this money. And, you know, I'd always played team sports growing up. And then I just kind of fell into this whole military team environment. It was just something I really related to. And just fit.
I get that, 110%. Yeah, that's cool. That's a really good perspective. Well, Mike, thanks for coming to lunch with me today. And above all, thanks for your service, man.
Sure, man.
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Yep.